out back in California.
For 20 years now, Sam Coombs has led the band Quasi, along with the drummer Janet Weiss. Coombs was born in Texas and moved with his family to Southern California when he was a kid, which is where he found his calling, at a performance in the early 80s by the rock band The Dream Syndicate.
I knew I wanted to be a musician. I was just, that was the thing I wanted to do. But I didn't feel like anybody could certainly take a, you know, a suburban kid seriously as a musician. You know, I felt like I would, you know, you're supposed to be kind of skinny, have some sort of hairstyle and cool clothes, which I didn't have any of that stuff. I sort of just felt like I was a dork. And I was. I was just a corn dog, lived in the suburbs. I thought, you know, one day I'll magically transform.
And the children of privilege.
I would go down to the Tower Records in El Toro. I'd start at A and just flip through the bins, go through pretty much the entire inventory. We didn't have computers in those days, so, you know, that was research. And one day this band, the Dream Syndicate, comes in. They start loading gear onto a little stage to do an in-store. Actually, at first I didn't think it was the band. I thought it must be their friends or some roadies or something, because they looked, they didn't look like what I thought bands were supposed to look like.
Okay, that was a sound check. Now we're gonna set.
One guy who turned out to be the lead guitar player, he looked pretty much like the stoner metalhead kids I hung out with in junior high. The drummer, sort of clean cut, had like a button-down shirt, like he would work behind a counter somewhere. And then the, you know, who turned out to be the bass player was this girl, small, really small. She looked kind of like a hippie. They didn't fit together at all. Like, none of them looked like they... I couldn't understand how they even knew each other, let alone be in a band together. I had seen some really amazing bands at that point, but they were just in the middle of this record store, and they just cranked up and started playing in it, and it was like, boom! And it just, probably after two or three songs, all sorts of doors started to open up in my mind. And I felt like I could hardly even though I was loving the band and I didn't want to leave, I also, at the same time, I wanted to just rush home, grab my guitar and start playing.
And the stars that you show, yeah, might as well be for show.
That was another thing that kind of blew my mind, that you didn't have to play with precision. You had to play with passion and just, you know, abandon. That was when I really jumped on the path that I'm still on right now. So that was the pivotal moment.
Let me know when it's done.
Instead of the idea of being a musician when I grew up, it was, I suddenly realized, like, I am a musician. I'm right now, I'm ready.
Now everybody says what they wanna say, and even when it's not, they say it anyway. Everybody hears what they wanna hear, echo in the halls, in between there.
Sam Coombs of the band Quasi. Their new record is called Mole City. Studio 360's David Krasnow produced our story.